This is Dr. Mejia, dictating addendum to dictation 0212-042. This is for Diana Shepherd. Medical records 148529, date of birth 513-1988, referring physician Dr. Brandon Steele, STILO, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, date of procedure February 12, 2022, indications, diarrhea, blood in the stool, bloating, post-op diagnosis, measure 1 mild gastritis, number 2, nodularity of the rectum, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, spleen flexion polyp, paragraph deformed section cecum, for the colonoscopy, terminal ileum, complications second portion of the duodenum for EGD, complications non-immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, double template, terminal ileum was also examined, paragraph findings, EGD findings, oropharynx appear normal, paragraph esophagus appear normal, paragraph stomach, there's mild disease, serotimini, antrum, body biopsies taken, large pylori, paragraph duodenum, D1, D2 appear normal, biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, racilic disease, paragraph colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, there's mild nodularity of the rectum, mucosa, biopsies taken, this appears to be related to a prominent lymphoid follicles, Rest of the stigma, the saline colon appeared normal, paragraph, the saline flexure, there's a diminished ball about 3 millimeters, erythematous removed by co-biopsy, flepectum, paragraph, hepatic flexure appeared, transverse colon appeared normal, paragraph, hepatic flexure appeared normal, paragraph, saline colon cecum appeared normal, paragraph, recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, 4, monitor clinically, next number, anti-reflux measure, next number, avoidance, next number. Patient needs a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks period. End of dictation.